It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Episode 7 is a go of Season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy with you as always. Welcome to co-hosting duties. This week is a lawyer, cricket Hong Kong China women's player, KCC maiden, KCC Saracen, KCC coach, busiest person on the planet. It is one Yasmin Dazwani. Welcome, Yas.
Thank you so much. Great to be on the podcast. I'm a big fan.
Oh, I thank you. And we've done commentary together before, but never hosted a podcast. And you've just got back from China, which we're going to talk about more in Sky Plaza Road. But that was a big tour. And you only just got back, right?
Yeah, so it's from Korea.
Oh, from Korea. Yeah, I'm sorry. Everybody's everywhere on tour.
No, the girls have just gone off to China. But it was a great tournament. We came out champions, which is always good. Some good performances as well.
All right, we'll cover that later. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, there's a new segment to the podcast called Aaron Apologises because I make so many mistakes. I've already started with a mistake saying you're in China. So that'll be an apology for next week's episode. In episode 5, I mentioned how Pac Elite sent two players down to Saturday Div 2 at the same time as Pac Elite were getting thumped by the Tony Turners. I apologise to Hafiz Khan, Haseeb Mohammed and Tariq Nawaz because in saying Elite sent two down meant I missed one of them. So yes, I'm apologising for Pac making a stupid decision. Sorry Hafiz, sorry Haseeb and sorry Tariq. You're all Pac Elite players in my eyes. Second apology this week goes out to the HKCC Scorpions who I lambasted last week, threatening to turf them into the never ever bin because I thought they were that awful. We'll go into detail in ins and outs and ins, how they fared over the weekend, but needless to say, I seem to have spurred them on. That's right, I am taking credit, yes? Did you see the Scorp score on the weekend?
I didn't.
Oh, two games. We're going to get to it, and it's going to be huge. Now, speaking of this week's podcast, as you know the rules, guest host has to find the My Story guest. Who do you have this week?
So I've got with us today Mahek and Joy Kaur. Luckily, they both have the same name, so I don't need to say it twice. But they're both two young guns who've recently broken into the women's team, the Hong Kong national women's team.
Unrelated, I was told this
Unrelated
week.
Unrelated as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there you go, with the same surname. So, oh, well, that's great. We're going to be talking to them. And, of course, they were on tour with you. So we've got some yarns to be talking about there. Nitesh will drop in for the Challenge League updates and we'll do some birthdays as well. And as we said earlier, heaps to get through in Sky Plaza Road with the East Asia Cup and the China Men's Cricket League series resulted. And we'll go through a heap of the Hong Kong Sixers sides have just dropped. Are you looking forward to the Sixers?
Definitely. It's awesome. I mean, not at the Kowloon Cricket Club this time, but I'm excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame it's not here, but they're going to move it to Tin Kwong Road. It's going to be great. Stands are going to be full. There's going to be F&B. And that's sort of my second home, Mission Road, when I'm not here at KCC. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll run through the tips. The Bushies rumour mill last week, again, was completely wrong. So we're skipping that segment this week. I actually got a really huge rumour to tell you, but I've been told I'm not allowed to tell anybody.
We love gossip, but that's a shame.
It's a great gossip, but I think it's going to drop in next week's show. Okay. It's something to do with the Sixers. Anyway, shall we get on with the show?
Yep, let's get on with the show.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Okay, time for outs and ins. We'll check all last weekend's scores. Yaz, first up, out. I'm not sure where that game was, but it's the Diaspora Little Siwon Sky Warriors versus the India Club Yodders. And Little Siwon Sky Warriors opted to bat, put on 121. Not a decent score, really. But you know the Yodders. I know the Yodders. Even without Niaz, they still got a pretty easy win here.
Definitely, and highlights were batting performances by Ajay, so 69 off 48. Ankur, who made 30 off 25. And then from the Sky Warriors, we have Divyesh Sonpal, who made 27 of 45.
Yeah, all out for 121, and they chased it down in 17 overs, 127 for one player of the match. In that game from the India Club Yodders was Prashant. I tipped the Yodders, and we'll get into the ins and outs later on. The guest has to tip who they think is going to win. Last week, Tom Ingram, he also picked the India Club, so we both got a tip on that one. Now, the big one up the hill, I think it's called the Hot Dog Derby. CCC Jinsung versus the Gap Ramblers. Tom being a player but didn't play for Jinsung. He picked Jinsung, I picked the Gap Ramblers. What happened here?
So we had Jinsung, who made 200 for 7.
That's a decent score in 35. Not a big score at HKCC, but it's enough runs on the board. Chasing it down, the Gabba Ramblers had some issues. Got down to 9 wickets, but got there 204 for 9 in the very last ball. Now there was controversy up the hill because apparently there was extra runs, penalty runs given to Jinsung for slow over rate, because you do that on a Saturday, not on a Sunday. But apparently, the Gap Ramblers won off the bat, I'm being told. So, I mean, in-house, you know, CCC and HKCC. How was the scores on that one? Yes?
So we had Anton Bunton from CCC Jinsung, who made 78 off 99. Jack Metters from HKCC Gap Ramblers was 63 off 66. And Ben Zanol from CCC, who made 57 off 66.
Plenty of runs up there. Matt Rafter, who I'll be hanging out with on Saturday night up at HKCC for a completely unrelated cricket event, got a threefer, so he's back in form and can be very dangerous. Mohsin Khan from the Gap Ramblers also getting a threefer, who ended up being the player of the match in that game. So Tom obviously picked Jinsung, and I picked the Gap Ramblers, so that's a tip for me. Next game, we've got the KCC. Oh, the in-house derby at KCC. This was a grudge match on Saturday right here at KCC. Did you catch any of it?
I didn't, but it looks like it was a close one.
Yeah, Crusaders won the toss, opted to bat. They looked like they were in a world of hurt. I was watching this online, and they were not very much for quite a few wickets. Two batters jumped in to save them. Arjun Trivedi from got an 86 off 79, and Hasnain Kiani and not out 64. Got him up to 218 for 8. What do the Tartars do in reply, Yaz?
So Tartars had made 219 for 6, and top score was Farooq Saeed with 67 off 50.
That was 4 for Mustafa Ghulam, who's the brother of a two-kick bowl. Won it. Second last ball here. Went down to the wire, but the win goes to the Tartars. And Mustafa Ghulam was the player of the match for the Tartars. Both Tom and I picked the Crusaders, so we were wrong. Now, continuing on, IRC Charlie Bears playing the Lancers. Let's see, the Lancers, looks like they batted first. All out for 104, the Lancers. That's not great.
Sounds like something the Saracens would do, to be honest.
I don't want to be mean to a Saracens player, but yeah, all out for 104 isn't grand. And the Charlie Bears chased it down, 105 for 5, chased it down in 2.5. What are the batters and bowlers in this game? I'll leave you to go for those names there, yes.
So you had Gufran from IRC, who made 29 off 30. Krishna Kumar from Lancers, who made 27 off 52. And Naveen Ramnani from SEC Lancers, who made 25 off 42.
A couple of bowlers getting 3 wickets, Shahwaz Khan and Tanapi Sharang. But the player of the match was Shahwaz Khan from IRC Charlie Bears. They won by 5 wickets, and I've told you off air before we started recording that the Charlie Bears used to be in my never ever bin back in the day. I might have to change that given how much of a thrashing they've given the Lancers there. So Tom picks up the tip in that one. Sat Div 2, which is more your cup of tea, playing for the Saracens. You didn't play in this game. It was out. Where was that one?
It was at
GDB.
GDB, exactly.
So Saracens versus HKU. This was on the Friday, I believe, the public holiday. Saracens won, opted to bat. Batted out there 435, which is a win for the Saracens. Give them a tick for that one. 130 for 9. And 2 scores, but youngsters, again, stepping up for the Saracens at least. Rishi Bhutani, who's still playing under 15s, got a 35. Prakar Mishra with a 33. But in return, HKU, they were a bit strong there.
They chased it in 27.4 overs with wickets coming from Nitesh, runs coming from Chamila, and wickets as well coming from Zane.
Now look at that player of the match,
Nitesh Hamlani.
There we go. Our Challenge League co-host each week, Nitesh Hamlani, had a field day against the KCC Saracens, and they gets picked up the player of the match on that Friday. And Tom, who decided to throw you a bone and picked the Saracens, lost the tip on that one. Going forward, Saturday Championship Div 2, still at GDB. CCC Hunksy versus Diasqua at Little So One Strikers. This was an amazing game, Yaz. Have a look at that score. Neither team batting out their 35 with CCC Hunksy winning the toss and electing to bat.
So CCC Hunksy made 162 all out with Arthur Moult making 89 and Jonathan, I can't pronounce that last name.
Chia,
making 27. And in return, we had the DLSW Strikers who made 146 for 10.
Yeah, bowled them out in 31 overs, CCC Hunksy. That's a huge win for them. Arthur Moult picking up the player of the match with his 89 off 98. Unfortunately, neither of us picked the Hunksy in that one. And Tom was the CCC, well, is a CCC player, but well done to Hunksy. I will keep you in mind. Sunday Div 1. Lots going on in Sunday Div 1, and especially a game I commentated this weekend. First off, we're going to go across the Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground, where Pack Elite did what Pack Elite does, even if they don't have Yasim, even if they don't have Zishat, even if they don't have Nazrullah, doesn't matter. 50 overs, 367 for 7.
That's some incredible batting and some incredible strike rates as well. So you got Shariar Saeed with 93 off 74, including 8 sixes. Tariq Nawaz with 73 off 67.
He's one of the people I had to apologise to in the intro when Aaron apologises because he went down to Pack Championship and Pack, that's the only game that Pack Elite's lost. In return, the USRC Vagabonds, they're having a hard year. I don't see, they are in my mind, they are in the relegation hotspot already. We're only halfway through October, but they're having a real tough run. Bowled out for 172. Top score, though. I mean, that's a pretty good score for their top scorer.
So you got Secunda Zafar, who made 76 off 62 balls. I mean, to be fair to them, they were chasing a pretty high total, so I think they probably had to go out hard.
Yeah, no, but obviously they did because they barely made it halfway. 3 wickets to Ehsan Nawaz and 2 to Muhammad Aftab. And from the Vagabonds, Muhammad Awais Jr. got 2. Player of the match, of course, 93 off 74, Shariar Saeed from Pack Elite. We both picked Pack on that one. Going through to the up the top. This is the Friday game, in fact. This is the first one of the other apologies that I had to do. Scorps versus Tony Turners. The Tony Turners went and visited on a public holiday. The Scorps batted first and, ooh, boy, they batted.
Oh, wow. So they made 309 for 5 or 48 overs. And they won by 70 runs. In return, DLS WCC only made 239 for 10.
Yeah, there was a DLS reduced thing, so they only won by 70. The timeless David Takia, he's almost my age. Well, no offence, David, but he's closer to my age than Yaz's age, put it that way. Scored an 82 off 110, and then a guy that's probably, well, I don't know, 25 years younger, Shiv Mathur, scoring a 67, and Shiv also took 3 wickets with the ball. So he's man of the match on the Friday game. Moving on Sunday, and actually to a Sunday game, Vagabonds versus USRC Elite. It was the USRC Derby. You used to be at USRC, right?
I used to coach at USRC, never played.
Little soft spot anyway. This is the Vagabonds versus Elite Derby. And again, the Vagabonds.
The Vagabonds made 164 all out within 45.
I was watching this on the Crick Heroes app and I went, well, that's obviously a ridiculous score. Elite are going to smash them. Well, but not so much.
No, I mean, they managed to chase the total with 9 wickets down, so they got 167 for 9.
In the 45th.
In the 45th.
I mean,
over.
That's grinding it out, isn't it? Akbar Khan, again, he's just angry because I haven't been tipping USRC Elite, got a 63. Shahid Wasif also, the new head coach at USRC from playing for Elite, got a 30. And a 3 for Krajah got him player of the match. Now, this is the big grudge match up the hill last Sunday. It was the Wanderers versus the Scorpions, another one where I didn't tip the Scorpions, of course. And the Wanderers, they were put in to bat by the Scorps, 293. I mean, that's a decent score. Both KCC, HKCC have big scores. So what did the Scorps do in return?
So the Scorps made 294, chased it within the 48.5th over. With Shiv Mathur again making 136 off 129 balls. and Kinjit Shah making 116 off 120.
Three centuries in this game. I actually messaged Rory after the game and said, commiserations, mate. You score 145 not out and your team still goes down losing with seven balls remaining. Kinjit Shah also taking three wickets with the ball in his 10 overs. So he picks up the player of the match, and the Scorps get 2 from 2 in 3 days, proving me to be quite stupid. The final game, which I broadcast here at KCC, against, it was the Tony Turners. They were missing Essan, and I think that's about it, against the Templars, who were missing everybody. Can I tell you who was missing?
Yeah, please do.
So Sonny Bimsaria, he's in China. There was no Baba Hyatt and Azaz Khan and Dash Vora there in Oman. There was no Jamie Atkinson. There was no Chris Carter. There was no Jay Davidson.
So it
was the Templars light, shall we say. The Tony Turners won the toss, elected to bat. They put on probably an extra 50 runs than they should have. A couple of drop catches. The youngsters playing for the Templars, getting that score up to 256 for 9, including a beautiful 86 from Suleiman Butt. And also there was a 60. That was a big partnership between Suleiman Butt and Ibrahim Muhammad. And in return, the Templars did what?
The Templars got 204 all out, with Abdul Samad making 73 runs off 88 balls.
Yeah, the youngster Samad Khan is doing it every week, and he's the only one there this week. 73 out of 204. Fahad Hyatt also put in, I think it got about 48 as a partnership, and got a Michelle. It was a beauty to watch. The new recruit from USRC, Fahad Hyatt, got a 5 for 54, but unfortunately his team went down, so he didn't get player of the match. That went to Suleiman Butt, who scored an 86. So at the end of the tipping, because neither of us, both Tom and I picked the Templars, which was mad because Jay had told us in the podcast the week before, watch out, the Templars are going to be missing some players. Didn't say how many. The guest tips after, what are we up to, episode 7? 16. Aaron, 18. I've put out a 2-point lead. This is exciting. So it's all on you, Yaz, coming up very shortly in Ins and Outs.
This is Mark Farmer, Men's Talent Pathway Manager from Cricket Hong Kong, China, and you're listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Ins and Outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, it's time for Ins and Outs, where we pick next week's games, let you know who's playing where, and see if we can get a few more tips in the bag. Yaz, first up, Saturday Championship Div 1 at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. CCC Jin Sung versus India Club Yodders.
So I'm going to go with India Club Yodders.
That's a wise decision. And now, I'll just point out, you can't see it, obviously, this is a podcast, not a vodcast. Yaz has been cheating. Yaz has been asking our My Story guests that are coming on shortly on the podcast to give her the tips because she's not really sure about all these teams. That said, I'm going for India Club as well, especially I think Niaz is back in town and the Yodders this year are just nuts. Next game, Saturday Div 2. It's D'Alascar, Little Saiwan Thunder versus Laguna Gully out of GDB.
So I've got some sources that have confirmed that DLSW are 100% going to win this one.
That's the Thunder for you. I think I lost on Laguna, so I'm going to go the same tip on that one. India Club All-Stars, this is Div 2 versus the Punjab Lions. Still getting tips.
We said the India Club All-Stars were going to win this one.
Okay, All-Stars for you. I'm going to go the Lions and see how they go out at Camden. It is an India Club home game, obviously, but anyone can win at Camden. It's that sort of ground. Sunday, let's get into Division 1 Sunday Elite. The Scorpions versus the Vagabonds.
I'm going to have to go with my old club, HKCC Scorpions.
I've removed them from being on the brink of the never ever been, and obviously I can't. After we had Shiv on as well, and he's just ridiculously scoring runs at the moment. I mean, right. He's such good form, and the Vagabonds are just not having a very nice season. They had all the players that left USRC, and then who was left is in elite. The Vagabonds are going to struggle, and they're going to struggle very much so because that's at HKCC. Sunday Elite Div 2, first time we get to see KCC Infidels this year, but they're not playing at KCC, so you won't see them on KCC YouTube. They're playing the
LCC Lions, the Sri Lanka club, Cricket Club Lions, out at Tin Kwong Road on Sunday at 9:20 a.m. Now, we know that Atiq is in Oman, so infidels don't have Atiq, but they're still going to be a very strong side, and they're always up there trying to move back up to Division 1. What's your tip on this one?
So I'm going to go with KCC Infidels for this one.
Yeah, you and me both. And I think that's the end. I think we've got to all our tips. We'll see how we go. We had a few differences this week, but if you're getting around Hong Kong this weekend and you want to watch some live cricket, there's live cricket everywhere on Saturday and Sunday. Kam Tin, GDB, Tin Kwong Road, HKCC. And if you want, you can come down at KCC, and there's the touring Singapore Cricket Club game on Sunday as well, which will be broadcast. You can watch them both on Saturday and Sunday. That's it for ins and outs. Time for the women's cricket wrap, and Tammy Chu, who we'll talk about in Sky Plaza Road, not in town to do it. So Yaz Daswani is going to step into some big shoes, as we've got a tie at the moment in the tip tally between Tammy and Aaron. So you, no pressure, Yaz, but we're tied, and we need you probably to have to up your game. But we're going to run through the games that have been completed. Last weekend, the first game was USRC Eagles versus the Diamonds. It doesn't matter who we picked on that one because the Eagles didn't turn up, so the game was not on. There was a no-show from the Eagles. Go on to the next one, the Cavaliers versus the Lama Roses in Div 2 of the Women's T20 League. And having a look at the scores, 100 on the board for the Cavaliers, but Lama Roses did it easy.
No, that's a great chase from them. 101 for three off 13.1 overs.
Yeah, dangerous. That's huge. And Donna Jaro, who got a 29 and a twofer with the ball, getting that win as well. And we'll move on to the other game that was on last weekend, Div 1. Now, this was a grudge match because the Willow Wielders, Tammy's team, up against my favourites, the CCC Sunrisers. No Tammy playing. Obviously, she was on a plane. But also no carry because she's injured. So we can go down and ignore what it says at the top there because Crick Heroes has got a dodgy score. But the score put on by the Willow Wielders was 104 for 6. Pretty handy out of PKVR Reservoir. But not enough for my CCC Sunrisers, who chased it down in the 19th.
Well, we knew that the Willow Wielders were greatly decimated by a lot of players on tour.
Well, I mean, yeah. There is a lot of Wielders currently in Hangzhou, yeah. So, but they did well, and I mean, they had the likes of the speedster Maya Gardner. The picking up runs with the bat, actually. The Willow Wielders getting a 37, Sadie Davidson getting a 28. For the Sunrisers, Cheung Kwai Hin getting a 51 off 51.
That's Amanda Chung.
Yeah, well. No, there you go. Amanda does it, doing what she does. With the ball, young Storm Parker getting a 4 for. For the Willow Wielders, and Karen Poon. Karen's on tour, isn't she? She played this game and then went on tour. It's,
they only left yesterday.
Exactly.
It?
Some of them could have played this game and obviously were resting up. But Amanda Chung, player of the match for CCC Sunrisers, they get the win. They get the point. I get the point because I picked the Sunrisers, of course.
That's optimistic from Tammy.
Okay, now it's time for the tips, Yaz. We're going to look at this weekend's games. We'll start with Division 1 out of PKVR Reservoir. Oh, it's got our My Story guests in this game. Lantau Ladies versus SCC Divas from 11:30 a.m. Was it the Divas that you had a big win against with the Maidens?
It was, yes.
Okay, so it's the Divas that the Maidens beat versus the Lantau Ladies, who smash everybody. They smashed you.
They did
smash, not personally, but the Maidens.
To be fair, I wasn't there. I mean, I would have taken these two on. But
oh, you reckon? There's our special guest that you'll hear from very shortly in My Story. Okay, I mean, this is a shoe-in, right? We're both tipping the same.
Definitely Lantau Ladies.
Okay, and the other Div 1 game, Craig and Gower Cricket Club Fung Wong versus the Willow Wielders. We've heard that the CCC took them down last week. Not that CCC team, obviously. It was the other CCC, the Sunrisers. So this time it's Fung Wong taking on the Willow Wielders at 8:30 a.m. early start.
I think it's going to be a close one, to be honest.
No Karen Boone for sure. She's definitely on tour.
A lot of the HKCC girls will be on tour as well. So I'm going to still tip HKCC Willow Wielders. They've still got some youngsters who are very good. So
I quite agree. As we saw, they had Maya Gardner, Sadie Davidson, Storm Parker.
All Georgie's back as well.
That'd be a big win. There's one game in Div 2 as well out of PKVR Reservoir. Lumber Roses versus the SCC Pinay. That game is at 2:30 p.m. Yaz is doing her thing, trying to get tips and help in the Women's League. You play in the Women's League.
I think the Lumber Roses.
I know you've been away and on tour. Yeah, I'm going the Lumber Roses as well. So there it is, the Women's Cricket Wrap for this week.
And now it's time for My Story, where the superstars of cricket come in and tell us their story.
Yes, it's time for My Story. And the first time, we've got two people here having a My Story. Yes, who have we got?
So we've got the young guns, Joylien and Mehek Kaur. They're very excited to be on the podcast, a little bit nervous, but both of them are excellent players, have recently broken into the Hong Kong women's team.
Oh, well, we'll need to find out how they got there for sure. That's the My Story gist. Where you started and how we got there. So go ahead.
Joy, I'll start with you. Can you tell me a bit about your early life with cricket and how you got into playing the sport?
Yeah, so basically I got into actual cricket from school. But, you know, before school I always had an interest, you know, either it be watching cricket or actually playing cricket with my family. And, you know, just from school, like, I developed a very big interest in cricket and that's how I got into club cricket, and which introduced me to the national scene.
So you go back, you said you liked cricket when you were at school, but also you were playing, it was your family that got you into cricket, so you were watching cricket at home on TV, is that how it all started?
Yeah, I was just watching cricket at home, you know, and, you know, I always had a big interest in cricket.
And the school you went to, was it a cricket school? Because we get quite a few kids that come through, or were kids, and they went to school where the team played school cricket. There wasn't one of these type of schools?
No. It was just, you know, extra activity at school that you could, you know, join after school and stuff. And yeah, that's how I got into it.
And did either of your parents play, or did you have any family who played?
No, not really.
Okay. And Mehek, how about you? How did you get into cricket?
It was the same way. We started cricket together, and as she said, we joined the school activities together. So used to play after school, then from there started club, and from there like pathway training.
So you two went to the same school?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this is getting really, really crazy because, you know, same name, not related, same school, now playing for the same team internationally, but go on.
They play for the same club team as well.
Yeah, same uni as well.
Well, obviously you're pretty good friends.
Yeah,
because you've been stuck together for a long time. It's these.
Yeah.
So you started at school. Who were your coaches? Did you have anybody who was particularly influential who came into your school?
Yes, our coach was Niaz Ali. So he used to coach us.
Well, that's not a bad coach to just rock into school and teach you the left arm speedster.
He's good.
No, and so who was your biggest influence in cricket, would you say?
My biggest, I think, Alice Perry.
Alice Perry.
Because, like, I love watching her, especially when she was playing WPL, hit a six and smashed the car door.
No, she's an incredible player, definitely, and playing in the World Cup at the moment as well.
Yes.
And how about you, Joy?
For me, it's always been MS Dhoni. As a kid, you know, I always enjoyed watching him play when I was young, and he really inspired me. Yeah.
Well, good fun story to tell about Joy is that she's an all-rounder in the truest sense. So she's a keeper, she's a spin bowler, and she's a batter. So
that's one up on you, isn't it?
I'm not
saying you're spin bowling.
No, you definitely don't want to see my spin bowling either.
I can teach you, though.
And how do you balance, then, cricket with your studies?
You know, at first it was kind of hard to balance because, you know, I used to be in secondary school before this and we'd only have a choice to, you know, train in the afternoons after school. So it'd be kind of tiring, but eventually we got used to it. Yeah.
And how about now that you've gone up, so you're at uni now?
Sometimes, you know, we have off days, like we start late for school sometimes, like, so we can, you know, join the morning trainings as well with the national team. Yeah, so that's a good thing.
And are they quite good with going on tours? Are you given quite a lot of flexibility?
Yeah. They actually allow it. If you give them a letter, they'll actually be okay with it, like no matter how many days you have to take off.
That's what I did wrong at university. I should have been playing cricket because I was never given a letter to get off and just do whatever I want. Play cricket would have been great. Well, that's fantastic. So you're both at the same level. First year uni, second year uni?
First year.
Okay. Do we ask which uni you're going to?
BTC.
Okay, very good. And they're allowing you to to tour.
Yeah.
And you've just been on tour. Should we touch on the tour?
Yeah. So how did you guys find, I think, so Mahek, it was your first tour, Joylene, your second tour. How did you find Korea?
I think it was actually a really good, you know, learning experience. And like individually, like I learned many things, like how do you know bowl properly to the batsman and stuff and not really, you know, take any runs in, and to, you know, like how to contribute like to the team also, you know, taking wickets is very important. Yeah.
Definitely.
Have either of you been to Korea before?
No. This is the first time. Yeah.
That's a fantastic tour to go on then. Whenever you go somewhere new, that's got to be great. And were you guiding them? You've obviously been to Korea before. You've been to Seoul before.
So Joy was lucky enough to be my roommate on tour.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
So
there's a lot of laughing about how lucky they were.
Getting her at the tentacle.
Yeah, I made. I'd go fetch Joy from the Hex room at 10 o'clock on the dot and make her go to sleep. So I think she really enjoyed that.
That was funny.
So it was your first tour.
Yes.
And how did you find it?
It was great because I was making everyone laugh and like playing some music with the warning to the QT5.
So not only is she an incredible cricketer, but she's also an average at best singer.
Amazing singer.
See, there's a best friend from school. Yeah. This amazing singer, while it's average as best from Yaz. But
very entertaining, I'll give her that.
Yeah.
I heard something about a certain song while you're on tour, something about was a pineapple or something?
That was all she could sing for you.
Well, I tell you what, I've got something here just for you while we're doing the interview. Are you ready? You know the song? Yeah.
You know the song? Of course.
Okay. Here it comes.
Looking at you in the very
nice.
Can you look at you could do any time?
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Dee.
Okay, there might be enough pineapple. So this is what was going on in South Korea.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time. I've seen a video. So I've seen you singing this, I think, in a PJs?
Yeah. That was, we have a pop idol kind of thing where, so newbies on tour have to sing and perform in front of everybody.
Oh, that was traumatizing.
Yeah, there you go. Now the pineapple song is going all the way through the podcast, all the way out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. How nice. I wanted to go back. We were just talking.
Just one thing on the pineapple, actually. So my personal highlight from the tour was Mahek somehow managed to get the pineapple song onto the stereo system. Yeah. So whenever we hit a boundary, that song would come on.
Yeah.
So that's now the like unofficial Cricket Hong Kong China women's team song.
It's mental. So the whole team would get up and start dancing. By the end of it, the Korean, Mongolian and Chinese team were all dancing along to it as well. So definitely very memorable.
Maybe I need to bring that clip to the next All-Stars that I'm commentating. We can just play it every time there's a four or a six. Speaking of which, I want to go back in that progress. When you were playing club cricket and school cricket, when did you get the tap on the shoulder? Oh, you might be into the pathway towards getting a game for Cricket Hong Kong China. How long ago was that from the time you started training to the time that you went on tour?
For me, the whole, you know, way I got introduced into pathway cricket was basically I was at a match, right? And there was like a coach there at the time, and then he was like, are you interested to join our program, like pathway program? I was like, yeah, sure. And then that's, you know, the whole way I got introduced to it. But Mahek was already like in that program, like before me.
Yes, but then like we had trials, so I went for the trials. But then at that time I was 15. And after like, I guess 1-2 years, then COVID hit, it was all stopped. So then my cricket started really like after a long time.
Mahek also had the joy of being coached by me back at USRC.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to convince her, I think, brainwash her into thinking that I was really what made her into the cricketer.
Yeah, she was a great coach.
Now, does that mean you're going to become a maiden now? come across and join Coach Yasmin Dasmani.
Working on it.
Coach at KCC. Working on it.
So, Mehek, what is the most memorable moment for you in your cricket career so far?
It was recently in May when we were having the practice matches for All Stars. The third match, I got 5 wickets. And especially I got the carry 3 time out, and that was just amazing.
Did I commentate that one? Was it an All Stars or was that in May? We didn't do it. That was here as a practice match. We wasn't the official All Stars because I have commentated games, both of you guys playing in the All Stars previously. But I remember that one there. They just decided it was inter-club. That's great. 5 for...
I think Carrie still gets nightmares every time.
Exactly. That's terrifying. It's like now it's just like, I do not face her. Put somebody else on when I'm in the nets.
And how about you, Joy? What's most memorable moment of your cricket career so far?
I think the most memorable was like when, you know, we went to Netherlands and I got called up for Netherlands. I think I was just, you know, really excited to be there. And, you know, after like a very long time, you know, I got selected for the women's national team and I really enjoyed it. You know, that was really memorable. But other than that, if we're talking like run wise, like I used to play boys matches as well. And I, you know, achieved a very high score also, you know, sometimes like now one time I hit 80 something and other time I hit 90 something. So like, yeah, that was also very memorable considering that being my highest run.
That's awesome.
But that's a bit like you at the Saracens, always the top scorer. I'm talking about that Netherlands tour. You're saying that's the first one you went on. I remember the tour. That would have just been, just like Korea was the first time for both of you, but the Netherlands, have you ever, had you been to Europe before?
No, that was the first time.
So, I mean, that would have just been mind-blowing.
Yeah, that was crazy, yeah. But I actually learned many things from it, you know, learning how, you know, people play overseas and how they, you know, just perform. It was a really good learning experience.
Because I guess, what Joy, you've seen both sides now. So you've seen, you've been to a tournament where we got hammered, to be honest. Like, we didn't do as well.
No, you should have won one of those games.
We should have won one of those games.
I was watching in Angarvan when we didn't win that one. Anyway, carry on.
But and then obviously in the East Asia Cup where we came out winners. Where do you think you learn most? So do you think you learn more from games where we get beaten? Or do you think you learn more when... it's against
I think obviously like we learn, you know, many things when you lose matches. You learn from your mistakes and you learn like what you could have did, you know, differently and how it could have turned out. So I think it was more of a learning experience in Netherlands.
Now we're just talking about how you noticed you got to see overseas players playing in the Netherlands and also the 5 teams that were playing in the East Asia Cup. It's slowly growing, but there is more and more tournaments out there for women players to go and play overseas. Is it something that crosses your mind at such a young age, or is it at the moment it's just focus on studies and playing for Hong Kong, China?
Studies is very important to me as well, but, you know, for the time right now, like, I also prioritize my cricket as well. So it's both, like, I have to, like, balance it. So it's, like, kind of on the same level. I just balance it really well.
I think cricket is more.
But, you know, cricket is also very important to me. Like, studies, like, I don't really have an interest.
That first statement was for mum and dad, and now the rest is for the cricket fans.
Like, individually, like, personally, I think, you know, I have a bigger interest in cricket and sports, so, yeah.
But do you have a goal to play in the Women's Premier League?
Definitely.
In Australia, the Women's Cricket Big Bash?
Yeah, that'd be crazy. That's, like, my dream right now. Like, you know, just to play in, like, one of those leagues, it'd be really fun.
And Mehek, how about you? So what do you think you've learned from the tour?
Well, from Korea, I played 2 matches, like, and then I had a great experience. Like, first at 2 overs, I was, like, not bowling really good. Then after 2 overs, my comeback was good, I think. And then, like, the captain was telling me how should I bowl, and she was helping me set the field. So, yeah.
No, that's awesome.
I was a bit nervous as well because it was my first time bowling and I didn't expect that I was going to play the first match. But then after the squad announcement, I was just looking at Joyce and I was like, what? Yeah.
So you got over your nerves going through the tournament and got better. Maybe it was the pineapple song.
Yeah.
And as you got more comfortable, I guess, with the team as well. Yeah. And can you tell me a bit about Lan Tao? So both of you play for Lan Tao. Mehek, how long have you been playing for Lan Tao?
I think it's been 4 years.
I think since 2020.
Yeah.
For me, yeah.
We joined Lan Tao together.
And how has the team grown and developed? And
like at starting, we were not that strong, but then we always had a target every year. So like the first year we gonna stay and see how we play, and then the second year is like we gonna stay in top five. So the third year was like we gonna get champions. So yeah, on third year like it was really good. We played against CCC and we got champions, and yeah, then. Now we're in Division 1, so we also have targets. And for this season, is like aiming for staying in top five.
So is there someone out there? Well, not out there. I don't think everyone's based on Lantau. But for the Lantau team, like, do you have a coaching structure that's helped you, like, push in 3 years to go up into Division 1? Is there, like, a team of coaches out there for you?
Yes, of course. There are coaches, like, supporting us every time. And
who are they? Tell me who they are.
It was, like...
Nafi, sir, and Nafi,
yeah, sir.
Done a fine job then. I mean, you said you're just going up, beat CCC to go up in Div 1.
Yeah.
And what are you working on at the moment with your cricket personally?
I'm working on like bowling more, but then I also want to work on my batting. But as bowling, I have to learn more variation, more spin, because like it depends which pitch am I playing on. Is it Astro or is it turf? If I'm playing on Astro, of course, I'll have extra bounce. But then for in the pitches, my... of course, it's going to spin more. So, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And how about you, Joy? Are you working on anything specific?
I've been working on my bowling as well and also my batting. But at the time, I want to work on my fielding as well. Yeah, I think like that's like my main skill that I'm trying to work on right now is my fielding.
I think especially, I guess, when you come under pressure. So we saw that at the against Japan in the finals. Yeah. You can see that the minute the pressure sets in, all of a sudden, there's a lot more
just
at stake.
Control, yeah.
Exactly. And I think if you've been watching the recent World Cup as well with the women's, we saw lots of catches go down.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The more you can play in those high-pressure situations, the better.
I saw only one reel on Instagram, and it was all Pakistan.
Dropping catches.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's, I saw that one. I like, and I haven't been watching the World Cup at all because I just watch Associate Cricket.
Yeah.
So catches win matches. And I mean, you see, Yaz was saying how you're all three. We could keep a batter, bowler. Yeah. Just an endless list of wicket keepers in that Hong Kong, China. So you got Lemon, who's over in China as well. Yaz, that keeps for everybody here at KCC. Yeah. And obviously, are you keeping out at Lantau as well?
Yeah. I used to keep like for the full 20 overs before, but ever since I learned spin, I've been splitting my keeping with Meg for like 10 overs.
Now I remember. I remember calling these games because you guys do that. You split and then at the half you switch and the so same name comes up on the super on the TV, but I'm like, they're different people. I know they are.
Yeah. So we bat, bowl and keep as well.
Okay, so that's fantastic. That's just a Lantau plan.
But you know, I used to be a fast bowler before I got into keeping. But you know, I had an issue with my arm, like it couldn't, like it wouldn't be straight while I'm bowling, so that'd be an issue.
When she's bowling, it looks like she's
chugging. It looks like I'm chugging, but I don't really think I have.
I don't think I've ever met a bowler who's been pinged for chugging, has ever thought that they were chugging, but obviously, when you went to spin, is it off spin or leg spin?
It's off spin, it's off.
Because I was a leg spinner before.
I used to be a leg spinner before, but I switched because I didn't really like the way, you know, I had too much flight. I didn't really like that.
Well, I was told somebody told me a couple of weeks ago about the same problem. If you've got a problem with your action, you become a leg spinner because you cannot chuck bowling leg spin. It's like physically impossible to bend your arm and bowl leg spin.
Yeah.
So maybe that corrected it, then you go to off spin.
Yeah, because of, you know, I didn't really like too much flight. So, you know, I decided, you know, I'm going to start off spin. And off spin has been really good to me. Like, there's not too much flight and, there's not, like, too less flight. So, yeah, it's just been perfect.
Great. And so both of you played in the recent Under-19 tournament as well in Malaysia. Can you tell me a bit about that? Joy, maybe start with you. How was that experience?
In Malaysia?
And how did that compare to playing for the full national side?
It was hot. I bet it was hot.
It was very hot. And, before going there, I didn't really have, an idea because it was my first time, on tour and, playing in different country. Like, the turf also, matters a lot. And, I don't really think we had an idea of, how it would be bowling on turf because I don't really think we had too much experience before that. And I really think that mattered too because, we lost 3 games out of 4 because we didn't really know what we were doing. And yeah.
But still a good experience to get a lot of the young players in Hong Kong, because I think there's been a massive gap since, I mean, my time where we used to have under-19s every 2 years and we had big tournaments against, I think, 10 to 12 teams. And now where they're trying to restart the under-19
program. I mean, that's something that the Malaysian Cricket Council or Association is, with the tie-up with Cricket Hong Kong China has been great, because we've been sending teams there, they send teams here, we send more teams there. So it sounds like it was a great experience for everyone. Who was the captain of that team?
It was Georgina.
Yes, I remember the tour now. Yep.
And so for you two, I mean, do you think there's stuff that you can now bring back to the under-19s having played for a more senior team?
I think it's definitely more experience, you know, and we definitely, like, developed many, many new skills. And I think we can really lead the team forward to how it used to be before. Yeah.
Is there another tour for under-19s coming up anytime soon?
Not sure. How will we do it soon?
Yeah, so you're both unable to play in the under-19s anymore?
No, I still got one more year.
Yeah, you got one more year. So do you have any tours? Have you heard of anything?
Not that I heard of.
Okay, cool.
How about you, Mahek? What was your personal highlight from the under-19s?
I think I bowled really well all four matches. And then for batting, it was like not so good because the pitch was like slow. And then I was just rushing in every time. I had no patience at all. And like that way I was getting out so badly. But then bowling sound was good because the pitch had the spin more. So I would get my full overs and wouldn't have so many maidens to do. But then, unfortunately, drop 6 catches in a match. That was the worst thing.
Lucky
ever.
That's not an Instagram reel.
No, not me, the fielders.
Okay. Fair enough. So that's a question I'll ask both of you, because I was South Korea, was on Astro?
No, it was on turf.
It was on turf?
But it was very low.
How do you find the turf pitches as you go around? You also played on turf in the Netherlands, right?
Yeah.
So which pitches have you found that you enjoy most? Or is it because you play at Tin Kwong Road, you prefer that one?
No, I think it was more interesting on the South Korean pitch, because it was, you know, very different. It was like changing through the days. And it was just like you have to find your bounce like every day. You know, after a few balls, you really see how the pitch is, because every day was kind of different, considering we had back-to-back matches every day.
How about you, Mahek? What do you think?
I didn't bat there, so I'm not sure. For the bowling, it was changing, because, like, sometimes our sir was telling the ball's going to stay low, so we should, like, you know, stay low and play. We can't hit big shots directly.
Definitely. I think, I mean, the Korean pitches were probably the lowest I've ever played. It just didn't bounce. It was pretty dead. And you had a few that like kind of P-rolled at you. So it was definitely like, as you said, Joy, like adapting to the different pitches, and it was a new challenge each day.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that there's anything, what would be your biggest tip for somebody breaking into the Hong Kong International Tour, having been there recently? What would you say to a newbie?
I think it's best to, you know, not think too much and not have too much on your mind. And I think you should just, you know, naturally adapt. And yeah, even if it takes a while, you know, it's going to be worth it. Yeah.
I'll just like go with the flow. Don't be nervous. Like play your own game. Just like don't think much that you are playing outside.
Now, quick question. Should you listen to your senior players? Do they give you great advice, or have you learned from being on tour that they are the worst and they get you into trouble?
Yeah,
I'm giving them death stares at the moment.
No poking the podcast guests, Jazz. I want an honest answer here.
I think it's best to learn from your seniors and to listen to what they're saying, because obviously, you know, they have more experience than you. And whatever advice they give, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, right to follow. And it's...
Oh, Jazz is looking all sweet. Butter would melt in her mouth now. Yeah. She's getting angry.
Yeah, then you're getting lucky today. Yeah,
look at that. Ah, it's so sweet.
Mahek, I mean, you didn't have the joy of being my roommate, but how did you find the team culture in general and breaking into the team culture?
It was really good. I had lots of fun with everyone, but then at starting, I was really nervous, not getting along with everyone. But slowly, I was comfortable then, yeah.
They both got great personalities, so.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, both of you, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. It's been so great having you. And obviously looking forward to lots more success and having loads more tours with you both and seeing you succeed at both at like local level, under 19 level, and at senior level.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward.
And we had so many youngsters on so lately. We've had you two and we had Shiv a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So it's so great you both joined us. Before we leave, one more time.
Good morning. Looking very good, very nice. Good morning, pineapple. Looking very nice. Oh my God.
Oh, that's my story for episode 7.
Yep, there's the big bird. That means it's Sky Plaza road time and so many games overseas at the moment. Yaz, you were just overseas, just come back. We'll get to that shortly. We're going to start with the China Men's Cricket League, where we sent a team across led by Jason Loy, and they had a big win. In the end, a big final. Well, it was a bit nervy at the time. Did you see the score? Against Guizhou. They bowled them all out for 27.
Wow.
But then we're 29 for 6 to win. Oh, lost 6 goodness. Wickets, chasing down 28 for victory. Yeah, must have been one of those pitches. Niaz Ali doing what Niaz does. He got a 4 for 3. And the Gaz, Mohammad Gazumpa, with 3 for 4. Jason Loy scoring a 7 not out. I think they put a few of the youngsters up the order in that one. I see Kasim Iqbal, who is a youngster, getting a 14. So they sort of reversed the order. I saw something on IG about that one. Good win. They get the trophy. And then we'll move on to the other men's team that's over in Oman. They just played a tri-nation series, which was very, very odd. It did my head in. It wasn't official T20Is.
Oh, okay.
It was other T20s. And that's why everyone had A against the name. Hong Kong A were playing. But we beat Oman off the last ball, mind you, with a 6 from Martin Kudzia, batting at number 7. Yeah, we got Afghan aid. Okay, that was expected. Mahan went down to Afghan 8. So the final, which I couldn't find anywhere, it's not on social media. I had to go all the way to the Afghan Cricket Board on Facebook or Instagram, or Twitter it was, in fact, to find out the game was rained off. So there was rain around that day. I mean, it's Oman. How does it keep raining? This is the second tournament I've seen rain in what I think is a desert. So no result, but Afghanistan win by default of 2 wins, which was okay. So not too bad, but we're going into the ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup 2024, which kicks off this Friday. Have you got the schedule there? Yes?
I have indeed. And so we've got on Friday, we've got Bangladesh A against Hong Kong China at 1 p.m. Then on Saturday, Hong Kong aren't playing. Sunday, Sri Lanka A versus Hong Kong China. Tuesday, the 22nd of October, you've got Afghanistan A versus Hong Kong China.
Well, at least we'll know who what we're up against this time. We're playing Afghanistan A again. They're 3 big games for Hong Kong before it gets to the semi-finals time. But there is some good news. So Bangladesh A, Sri Lanka A and Afghanistan A. But we do, in the pooling, avoid India A and Pakistan A. So we'll take that as an absolute win and hopefully get through. The final start on Friday. There's some semi-finals and then Sunday the 27th. Good luck to the lads over there for that one. Now, the women's, you were just touring. I'm looking at the team list. So there's 2 different team lists. You were touring with the team for East Asia Cup. That was the full squad. There's another tour, which is for Hong Kong passport holders. How'd you go?
So we won the whole tournament. We were undefeated in the tournament, which was good. And in particular, we shout out to kind of Mariko Hill and Natasha Miles and the bowlers as well, who did a brilliant job in challenging conditions.
Yeah, well, you played Japan in the first game and you played them in the final. They put on, what was it, 108, was it, for Japan? And we only needed 2 batters in the end. Where did the openers go?
So they did brilliantly. They just kind of took their time, assessed the wicket and ended up coming out, not out. So
yeah, not out. Not out for the captain, Natasha Miles, 40 or 51. Not out Mariko Hill, 48 or 53. I believe Mariko got player of the match for the final, was it?
She did indeed. And we were all shouting from the sidelines, being like, you only got 2 more runs left to get. get her on strike, get her on strike. But unfortunately, we got over the line without her making her 50.
So undefeated in that tournament. Well done to the Hong Kong China women's team. And then you guys flew back and another team flew in. We're talking about it earlier and later as well. Tammy Chu's in that one as well. We'll run through the side. Natasha Miles, passport holder. So she's going, the captain and the vice captain, Marion Bibby, also over there. And then we get into Betty Chan, obviously over there doing great. Carrie Chan's back. So she's back from injury. She was out, obviously, with an injury for that first tour to Seoul, but she's in Hangzhou. Charlotte Chan, Dorothea Chan, Lemon Chung with the gloves, Amanda Chung. Well, she won't be playing for the CCC Sunrisers for a bit after that big win. Tammy Chu, of course, our women's cricket rap host each week. Emma Lai, Karen Poon, Alison Hsu, Vanessa So, and young Zara Hyder from KCC. Congratulations to her for getting a run at that game. We'll run through the games as well. And you've got the games there up in front of you, Yaz.
So I know today there was supposed to be Hong Kong China versus Shenyang, but it got rained off.
What's with all the rain? It's October. It's not raining at all anymore. Stop it.
And then, so tomorrow, hopefully they get on. So Hong Kong China versus Tianjin. And then it'll be Group A, the first team in Group A versus Group B, the second team in that Group B. So those are the semi-finals. And then you have, on the 20th of October, the third place match and final.
Well, we should make the final in that one, and surely we will win that one. We'll pencil that one in already. It's going to be a great one after the men's women's tour there. Now it's the men's went, now the women's went. Now we're going to run through the Hong Kong Sixers sides. We've got a handful of them already, so we'll go one by one. You can do Hong Kong first. We have mentioned it before on the podcast, but there's some great names in that one.
So you got Nazarket Khan as captain, Benny Singh, Ehsan Khan, Imran Arif, Jason Lui, Sahal Malvankar, and Zeeshan Ali.
Yep, so three players coming back from the Oman tour to join that one, Nazarket, Ehsan and Zeeshan, and four great local players in that one. I'll do India now. The captain has been announced, Robin Thapa, Bharat Chipli, Kedar Jadhav, Manoj Tiwari, Shahbaz Nadeem, Srivats Goswami and Stuart Binney. Next up, I think we've got South Africa, is it? There we go. There's
got JJ Smuts as captain, Aubrey Swanepoel.
You did well there with the Swanepoel, because I actually went and messaged Jay Davidson while he was on holidays to ask, how do you pronounce Aubrey's second name? And it is, in fact, Swanepoel.
We'll see how I do the rest of the names. Don Radib, Evan Jones, Jack Sinman, Luthando Midriri, Matthew Bose.
Okay, that's South Africa. Next up, Pakistan. Captain will be Fahim Ashraf, Amir Yamin, Asif Ali, Dinesh Aziz, Hussain Talat, Muhammad Akhlaq, and Shabab Khan.
And then finally, Australia, we've got Dan Christian.
This has got announced today, the Wednesday we're recording the podcast, and obviously I'm rather excited. Go for it.
So you got Dan Christian, captaining.
Oh, that's so good. He's such a big hitter.
Alex Ross, Andrew
Fekete,
Farwood Ahmed, Jack Wood, James Patterson, and Sam Hislett.
That is a big side, especially with Dan Christian and James Patterson in the mix. I'm looking forward and I'm going to be there. Tickets on sale at the moment for the Hong Kong Sixers. It's going to be a sellout, so you might as well get hold of them very, very quickly. They're on sale at HK Ticketing. So just go to HK Ticketing. You'll find it on the homepage. Grab yourself a ticket. Bargain price, $580 for 3 days to see players of that calibre we just ran through. And we'll have more teams next week. That's it for Sky Plaza Road.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Yes, time for the Challenge League, our new favourite segment. And one of the best 30 teams playing out of GDB. Joining us again, as always, Nitesh Hamblani, who we've mentioned in the podcast already, player of the match in Div 2 Saturday. Well done to you. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. I cut my teeth in the Challenge League, so that goes to show, you know, how good cricketers coming through that competition.
And then you can give the Saracens a touch-up, put them in the never-ever bin. Right, let's run through last weekend's games. The first one, Asians United versus the CASRHK Frontiers, who you told me their name last week and I've already forgotten. How did that one go?
Yeah, I've had a horrid week for picks. Agents United, 151 all out. The fun part about their innings is that no one crossed 20. Their highest score was actually extras, 24 or 20 wides. There's a 17 of 10 from Arif Khan, 19 of 14 from Imran, 13 runs of 20 balls, 10 of 14, 17 of 16, 14 of 5 from Saghir, 17 of 15. The lower order rallied. They were struggling at the start. They were 38 for 4 in the power play, but they rallied to get 151.
Well, that's a good score.
That's a good score at GDB, especially modern GDB. And the Frontiers, they should have backed themselves to chase it, but they also struggled up top. They didn't lose as many wickets, but they were 58 for 3 at 10 overs. And again, at that point, 100 of 10, GDB, you think you might be able to pull it off. But Saghir came back with the ball, 3 for 17, 2 for Kezia Nadeem, 1 for Aman, 2 for Adan Hayyan, son of Arthur Hussain. And yeah, they were bowled off with just 120. So Agents United taking down the recently promoted CSRHK Frontiers.
Who'd you tip on that one?
I picked the Frontiers, unfortunately.
Ah, is that right?
First win for the United.
And I picked Asians United.
They were coming off a loss, their first win. They've opened their season. Frontiers, first game they've won.
Look, again, know nothing about the Challenge League. I only picked Asians United because they played out at PKVR in the Morning League and might have not even be the same team. But I went with them. I went with my heart and I've got the first one in. Next game, the Pack Golden Stars versus the IRC Charlie Bears Challenge.
Yeah, this one also, Pack Golden Stars, terrible start up front. 49 for 5 they were, 9.3 overs. Abid Khan, the captain of the Charlie Bears, led from the front with the ball, took 4 for 21 opening the bowling. Ubaid Khan, 2 wickets. Akbar Mohammed Fiaz, one of our umpires, you may have seen him at games, also plays cricket, 3 for 21 in his 4 overs. Only Gurmel Singh crossed 30, hitting it off 20 balls with 3 fours and a 6, couple of 19s, and a 25 at the end by Mohammed Tayyab. 125 for 9 was never going to be enough. They put up a good fight, the Golden Stars. They are a quality team. The Charlie Bears were 49 for 3, then 64 for 4, 90 for 5, 93 for 6. But again, the lower order stuck around. Bilal Muhammad smacking 39 of 24 with 3 fours and 2 sixes. 3 wickets for Tayyab, 2 for Gurmel, 2 for Faizan. It's a good team, the PACC. Golden Stars, but not good enough on this day. Beauty of Challenge League, anyone's game on the day.
All right, Golden Stars are going in the never ever bin immediately. And Charlie Bears, who in certain Saturday games is in the never ever bins, they're my new favourites, IRC. Well done to them getting the win. Neither of us picked that one. Now this game, the next game, it's the Serendip Tritons versus the India United. Now, the most remarkable thing about this game is that nobody could figure out how to score on Crick Hero, so somebody was handwriting it. You sent me handwritten notes.
So I did some research here because there was no score on the app, so I texted both the captains since I know them well, captain and club admin.
This is one of the times I wish we were a vodcast and I could show you what the scoring was. It was on a notepad, not like a proper scorebook. It was just like handwritten in a notebook.
I don't know how anyone's going to decipher this. I wrote back to the club admin who sent this to me. Could you please summarize? And summarize he did. Serendip Tritons, 156 for 5 in the 20 overs. Yep. Kamran, 50 not out retired. Zubair, 49, 50 avoidance there. And a couple of other contributions. Indians United bowled out for 79 in 13 overs. One bowler, Zeb Alam. Probably the spell of the season.
Oh, hello. 7 for 15.
7 for 15. I ran this by the opposing captain to verify that. Did you actually lose 7 wickets to one bowler? And he said yes.
What was Zabe doing?
I don't know what he bowled.
But where was this? Was this GDB? It's hard to tell because we don't have any official scoring. But
this was indeed GDB, yes.
Yeah, okay. So it wasn't on the mats of TKO or anything special. It was just the normal pitch. How does someone get 7 for?
We need to get a national team scout star there looking at this guy. Zeb Alam, 7 for 15. There was a 21 and 19 not out. Indians United innings with 79 all out.
The only thing more embarrassing than Indian United getting bowled out in 13 for 79 is the fact that we both picked them.
Well, they were coming off a win and Serendip themselves as kittle in the previous game. This is a challenge league for you.
No,
this is the challenge league.
The challenge is trying to tip. That's why it's called the challenge league.
It's absolute chaos and that's why we love it.
Next game, Division 3. It was the KCC Pioneers versus the HKU students here at KCC. It was broadcast. You can go back and watch it on KCC YouTube if you like. I went with my heart. It's the last time I'll do that. How did the game go?
Yeah, so HKU going 2-0 against KCC this past weekend. Not only did we get the win over them on Saturday, we got the win over them on Friday. Students winning by 7 wickets.
I won't sign you in again. You'll be stuck out of reception if you keep this up.
Pioneers batting first on the Astro. 110 for 8. Anuj Bhatia, an alumni of HKU. 5 for 16 in his 3 overs. His first ever 5-for, as I saw on his Instagram.
3 overs. Michelle in 3 overs is incredible. Pretty special.
He bowls fast in swing off a lob of a high arm action. 3 wickets bowled. 28 for Mark Tee Hung. And 21 Charles Lau, Indrajit Singh, a quick 18, but not enough. 36 extras from HQ students.
Well, I just want to point this out. The Pioneers batted their 20 and got 110. How long did it take HKU students to chase it down?
8 overs.
That's just outrageous.
Ryan Mateen Qureshi, University Cricketer of the Year, 21 of just 10 balls to launch the innings. Vinay Gautam, 23 of 16, and 55 of 19 from Yash Chauhan. He's a very talented batsman. I've bowled to him the nets. I've seen him play. He could be in the call-up for the Saturday League team quite soon. 55 of 19.
Sounds like a handful of people could have got a player of the match on that one from the students, but Anuj Bhatia got it because he got his Michelle in 3 overs.
Well-deserved as well.
Okay, so the tipping table.
Oh, that's going to be brutal.
Well, we both got one right, one wrong, and agreed. So I'm 3, you're 2, and we're going to move on to this weekend's games. Let's start out at GDB, as always, at 8 a.m. on the 20th. Master Blasters versus Chingy Smashers.
Again, this is going to be a nightmare to pick. Chingy coming off a win, Master Blasters coming off a loss. Chingy have our good friend Gandhi in the team, and our well-balanced team have competed for the title. I'm going to pick them. Now watch as they get rolled for 80.
And so you're going with the Smashers?
I'm going with the Smashers.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, they're both expecting to be hitting big. You got your Master Blasters and your Smashers. But I'm also leading towards Chingy. So we're both going Chingy on that one. So
sorry, Chingy.
Well done. Well done, Master Blasters, for penciling that win in already. The next game is CSRHK Frontiers versus the DLSW Gladiators. The Frontiers coming off a loss, of course.
Gladiators also off a loss. Mm. Both teams struggling to get wins on the board. So that's going to be a tough one. Our good friend Arthur Hussain obviously plays for the Gladiators, the Frontiers. Some of our good friends of mine are in that squad. So it's going to be very tough to pick emotionally. But I'm going to have to say the established Division 1 team should have the experience. We saw Frontiers struggle with the step up last match. This is going to be another tough game for them. Back in the Gladiators.
Yeah, I'll go the Gladiators as well, or I'll never get another Guernsey as commentating for Cricket Hong Kong China with Tiff Hussain playing in that game if I don't. The final game of the weekend, Div 2, Lama Power, who I know nothing about. I've not seen them before in our little chat, versus the Nepal Rhinos, who do play Morning League here at KCC. I've called some games of them. What can you tell us about these two teams?
Nepal Rhinos just promoted into Division 1. They won Div 2. Yeah, sorry, promoted in Division 2. They were Division 3 last season. They won the final. They came up to Division 2.
Right.
Great group of guys. Again, all Nepalese and the Nepali Association being well represented through the Rhinos. They're very committed. Last season, I can tell you this fun fact, we sent the fixtures out. We sent revisions to the fixtures and they came back to us saying, why did you change the fixtures? We have printed player of the match trophies for every single match with the name of the match and the date and the venue on the trophy for every single game. And now you've changed the fixtures so our trophy looks bad. So that's a committed bunch right
there. They are, actually, yeah. That every time there's they're playing Div 2 KCC Morning League. And they are questioning everything that goes on out there with the umpires and the scoring and making sure. Like, they're a great bunch of blokes. I know almost all of them now. There's the couple of Shrestas and Gurung and the whole bunch of... They're great blokes. I mean, I'm obviously going for the Rhinos. I'll give you a fun fact, actually. The highest rated, most watched video from KCC YouTube ever was the Nepal Rhinos game a week and a half ago.
Really? Ever?
Ever.
You know, the most watched on CHK's YouTube is when the Nepal team came here. Do you think a lot of those viewers just thought it was?
Absolutely. There was literally somebody in the comments going, go Nepal, love you from Bangladesh. But seriously, I just woke up one day and gone, why do we have like 10 times, not 10, almost 100 times the viewers of this one video? And it's because... It says Nepal Rhinos.
Nepal and cricket on the same video as the call.
Yeah, it is.
Put that in the title of the podcast, Nepal Rhinos.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or just like in the bio. And we talk about the Nepal Rhinos.
Ooh, woo!
it'll stay through the roof. It'll be like the Rohit Paudal podcast from last year with the captain of Nepal. Anyway.
I'm going to cause controversy and go for Lama because I'm a member of Lama as well. I play with all of these guys. I know the quality of the team. I've seen the lineup they've got this weekend. These guys are a strong team when they get it right, and I'm backing them to start the season strong against a recently promoted team.
Yeah, well, there's some fantastic games again out at Jindrikers Bay this Sunday. Go out and watch some Challenge League. It's my new favourite league in Hong Kong. Nitesh Hemlani, thank you for joining us again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bushy.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
Yes, it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza. Two birthdays this week. Yaz, I'm going to do the first one. You do the second one. Coming up on the 19th of October, it is Young Arez Dar from Diaspora Little Saiwan. He's turning 18. And he was just on tour in Hangzhou as well, Young Arez. So happy birthday to him. Who else is having a birthday, Yaz?
So on the same day, we've got Natasha Miles. From the women's team, who's turning 36. So happy birthday, Natasha.
Well done to the captain, Natasha Miles. Bod has always told me we're not allowed to mention a woman's name, but you did it anyway, so it's not my fault. And the beauty of that, too, is that Arez is exactly half the age of Natasha Miles. That's the birthdays this week. Happy birthday, Arez. Happy birthday, Tash.
Hello, this is Tom Ingram from the Hong Kong Cricket Club Wanderers and CCC Jingsang, and you are listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Another fantastic 8 for 52 podcast comes to an end. Guest host Yasmin Dasmani, that was great.
That was a great podcast. It's a great introduction to the podcast. And thank you so much to my guests, Joy and Mahek. Joy didn't really speak much before this podcast, but now you can't get her to stop talking. So
no word of a lie. When we started, I thought the talky one was Mahek and the quiet one was Joy. But by the time we'd finished my story, complete opposites. They're still sitting here listening to us record the outro, and I'm so glad they came on. It was a great one, and I'm never getting that pineapple song out of my head. Thank you all to the ladies. So much cricket going on as well. You've just come back, but more teams going over to Hangzhou. You've got teams in Oman. It's a lot of cricket going on, and also we got heaps of games here. You don't have a game this weekend, though.
I don't have a game, but we've got quite a few coming up next week. And I'm actually playing in the game against the Singapore Cricket Club.
Exactly what I was about to ask you. I did see your name. You're playing Sunday, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's the important one. I'm broadcasting and commentating the Saturday one, which is the fun one. But you're in the big one, which we'll do the video of, but there won't be any talky-talky from me because I'm going to be deathly hungover from a birthday party on Saturday night. So that's enough about me. So you can catch Yaz playing on the KCC YouTube on Sunday morning. What time's that game start? 10? 9?
Should know this.
I don't know. I'll be asleep.
11, I want to say.
Oh, that's great. The Saturday game also being broadcast, as I said. That's Singapore Cricket Club touring here in Hong Kong. There's a game up the hill at the same time as well. They've got two teams from Singapore in town. I'll broadcast that one on KCC YouTube from 1 p.m. Saturday. Apart from that, there's heaps. There's the Challenge League going on at GDB all Sunday. You can get out there and watch them one. Or you can go out and watch the Lantau ladies have a massive win because we've tipped them to win. If you don't win, ladies, they're sitting here opposite us. We will track you down and haunt you for the rest of your life. Three games, of course, out at PKVR Reservoir for the women's T20, Div 1, Div 2. Oh, so many cricket games going on, as usual, yes.
Exciting times, but we'll see you for the next podcast.
Thanks so much, Yasmin Dasmani. Thank you for being our guest host. You'll be back in, 6 or 7 weeks, maybe in the new year. We're running out of time to do any more. But definitely back a guest host. Thank you to Yaz. Thank you for listening. And tune in next time. If you're listening right now, which is right at the end, next week I'm going to give away two tickets to the Hong Kong Sixers. And it's going to be that hard to get the tickets. I'm going to put something in the podcast next week. Listen in, check out the Instagram, of course, 8452 podcast. I'll put it all on there. But until then, see ya.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8452 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2024.
I think I'm going for a bat. And that's that.